Welcome to the podcast series The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest and I.
Purpose of these episodes not at all for advice or medical suggestions. These are aimed to provide support to peer pharmacists in training in educational and intellectually stimulating ways. Again, these are not at all for medical advice or medical suggestions. Please see your local board and state certified health professional. The views of this podcast represent those of my guests and I.
Hey, come on, tune in. Let's soar high. Organic chemistry, the rhythm of science. Let's give it a try. Got Suvik Adak, Sarah Braley, and Kevin Brown with their research. They wear the crown, aromatic scaffolds, the beat that we tame. Complex. Yes, we're here to set the stage aflame. Background beat starts. Get ready, folks. Here comes a thrilling ride. It's photochemical de-aromative reduction, baby, worldwide. Listen closely now. Don't let your focus slide. Quinolines getting reduced. It's a scientific stride. Chorus. Capture that excited state with juterpenine's flair. In the world of chemistry, nothing else can compare. Chemoselective reactions. Yeah, they're ultra rare and they're putting other reactions in their place if you dare. Background beat fades. Enlightening the world with knowledge, that's our trace. That's the power of photochemical de-aromative reduction. It's ace! Triplet quinoline. Baby, it's showtime. Let's ignite, no denying it, we're diving deep. Exploring chemistry with all our might. Photochemical hydrogenation, that's our new tune. With G-terpenine by our side, we're shooting for the moon. Saturated aromatic, that's our goal. Groovy and bold. Cycloaddition, hydrogenation, we're on a thrilling roll. Nucleophiles, electrophiles, we're in control. From 2D to 3D, we rock roll. This transformation is our soul. Joining forces with Hauck and Glorious, we're more than a team, we're victorious. De-aromative cycloaddition, oh, it shines like a dream. Triple energy transfer, bursting at the seams. It's all about Lewis Bronsted acid, that's the theme. We're making chemistry history, like a laser beam. So, remember the names, light 'em up in fame, Adak, Brown and Braley. In the chemistry game, we're here to rally. With photochemical reactions, we're on the trail, sailing towards a bright future, where we never fail. So sing it loud, about organic chemistry's vow. We're shaping the future, and the future is now. Yo, let's break it down. Listen up, I'll show you how. Organic chemistry, it's the science we'll rap about now. Got Suvik Adak, Sarah Braley, and Kevin Brown in the mix. With their groundbreaking research, we're here to fix aromatic scaffolds. The name of the game, complex rings, yeah. We're gonna change the game. Photochemical de-aromative reduction's the key. Quinolanes getting reduced? Listen up, you'll see. Capture that excited state with G-terpenine's grace. Chemoselective reactions, putting others in their place. Triplet quinoline, the stage is set, it's a fact. We're diving deep, exploring chemistry, don't hold back. Photochemical hydrogenation's our new quest. Using G-terpenine, we're putting it to the test. Saturated aromatic rings, that's our goal. Cycloaddition, hydrogenation, we're on a roll. Nucleophiles, electrophiles, we control. Turning 2D to 3D, it's our soul. Collaboration with Hauck and Glorious, we're a team. De-aromative cycloaddition, like a dream. Triple energy transfer, as it seems. Lewis, Bronsted, acid. It's the theme. So remember the names, Adak, Brown, and Braley. In the realm of chemistry, we're here to rally. With photochemical reactions, we set sail. For the future of organic chemistry, we prevail.
Welcome to this episode of the New Student Pharmacist Podcast. Today we'll be discussing the work of one of my good colleagues, Suvika Dak, a colleague of mine from Indiana University, Bloomington, who's doing his PhD in chemistry. The paper that we'll discuss is focused around the photochemical reduction of quinolines with gamma terpenes. So this is a very interesting paper. I'll briefly highlight a few of the segments. However, if you want to access it, which I recommend you do, you can access it through Organic Letters. And it's accessible typically through university library databases. I was able to access it through my university library database. I recommend you do the same. So he was the first author on this paper. So some authors on the paper were Sari Braley and also Dr. Kevin Brown, someone who I worked with briefly while at Yale University. Let's just read through a few of the segments of the paper and then we'll proceed. But just before we read the segments of some portions of the paper, we want to reflect on it in a poetic way. So with some assistance, I drafted a poem, and so let's begin. A poem about paper. So let's begin. In the realm of chemical dreams, we delve, exploring structures, secrets to unveil. Armark scaffold, valuable and prized, for complex ring synthesis be realized. In the dance of photons, a process we unfold, a aromative reduction story to be told. Quinolines excited, a state to glow. Captured by gamma terpenes in a photochemical flow. Most selective, this reaction unique. The halogens or alkenes, the bonds tweak. The mechanism unraveled step by step. In the world of molecules, secrets we intersect. Triplet quinoline, a curious sight to see. Novel reactive alkenes, a mystery. What other pathways in this chemistry arise with hydrogenation, not chemical skies? Gamma terpenine, the star of our show, facilitates hydrogenation, as we now know. Generality proven, with other substrates in sight, reduction of quinolines, beacon of light. Under thermal conditions, extensively explored, with transition metals or organocatalysts we've implored, but in the world of photons, a new tale unfurled, for the chemical reduction, this brave new world. Ariald and team in 2017 using UVA light and isopropanol, a reduction scene. Koenig and his co-workers in recent years using isodipropyl ethylamine, the reductant amidst the chair. An iridium photocatalyst with Rohl's dual synthetizer and photoreductant. Powerful tool, which results in reactions 7 and 8, but generality prevailed in this chemical state. Saturation of aromatic rings, a timeless quest. Cycle addition, hydrogenation, and more we test. From 2D to 3D, compounds transformed, complex structures synthesized as we're informed. Collaboration with Hook and Boreas, a fruitful endeavor. The aromative cycle addition, our bond bead sever. Splits and Lewis acids, the chemical dance, creating bonds in the symphonic romance. Punching the excited state with gamma terpenes grace. From singlet to triplet, we find our place. A singlet pathway under direct excitation glow. With photosensitizers, triplet. Same path we show. With photosensitizers triplet, same path we show. Mechanistic insight, the pathway we propose, HAT and SAT through the reaction flows. from acetate to reduced product we go in the world of quinoline before the chemical show. More selective reduction in the presence of folds, halogens, alkenes, and carbonyls it knows. So quinoline, a challenge it faces. Under these conditions, it faces long reaction times, a challenge we embrace. Scaling up with four reactors, we chase. Efficiency achieved on a larger scale. Reduced products formed as we set sail. Mechanistic experiments in the lab we explore. Quinoline, 5-ill acetate compound we implore. Reduction occurs, intermediate 26 in sight. Oh, acetate elimination to our delight. Electrochemical potentials a puzzle to unravel. Quinoline ground state in which we travel. Excited state calculations, Rembrandt's art. E, red a value we chart. Singlet or triplet, the pathway not clear. Exciting chemistry to persevere. A switch in reduction, Mars report did reveal. Singlet or triplet, the truth will unveil. Photochemical reduction with gamma terpene as our guide. Other substrates our curiosity does ride. Cyclopentanones under 365 nanometers embrace. Products formed in this chemical race. Synthesizers employed to enhance the yield, a dance of photons in the chemical field. It means, too, the reduction we explore. In the world of molecules, we always seek more. In the world of chemistry, a tale so wide, quinolines and terpenes side by side. Aromatic dreams in photons we trust. In the realm of molecules, our curiosity robust. So continuing on with this discussion for today, we're going to be looking at some of the work that one of my buddies did at the University of Bloomington. This is a highlight. From my perspective, he is like a potential Ramanujan of chemistry. Look up who Ramanujan is if you don't know who he is. Look up who he is. He's, in my opinion, Sulik is like a potential Ramanujan of chemistry. I look forward to seeing the great work he continues to do. So I'll just read through a few aspects of his paper. If you want to read the whole thing, access it through our university library database at your university. It's in organic letters. Again, the title is Photochemical Reduction Quinolines with Gamma Terpenes. The abstract states that, you know, the saturation of aromatic scaffolds is valuable for the synthesis of complex rings. Then goes on to say the process involves capture of a quinoline excited state with gamma terpene. The abstract concludes with the statement, the mechanism of reaction has also been investigated. Finally, the generality of the approach towards other substrates demonstrated. Continuing on, we'll just read this briefly. The full or partial saturation of aromatic rings has received extensive investigation over the past several decades. Common processes involving cycloaddition, hydrogenation, or reaction of various nucleophiles and electrophiles. Common processes involve cycloaddition, hydrogenation, or reaction of various nucleophiles and electrophiles. These reactions are important as widely available 2D aromatic compounds can be easily converted to 3D compounds. This fact, coupled with an increased interest in developing methods for the synthesis of complex saturated chemical structures, has fueled interest in this area. Recently, our lab, in collaboration with Hook and Glorious, and those are big names in chemistry, especially when it comes to mechanistic understanding in organic chemistry, look up those names if you don't know who they are. Hook and Glorious groups developed the aromatic cycloaddition reaction, quinolines and alkenes. These are some of the key ingredients. Based on our previous work and Orofuji/Kano's work, reactions proposed to operate by, listening closely, by triplet energy transfer to a Lewis/Bronsted acid activated quinoline followed by stepwise cycloadditions with an alkene. The intermediate in these reactions is proposed via triplet quinoline. And this is the juicy, interesting part. Right here. Having demonstrated a photochemical reduction of quinoline, using the concept of radical trapping using gamma terpene, questioned if the process could be extended to other classes of substrate. We initially examined cyclopentanone derivatives, which are well known to undergo photoexcitation. Treatment of 2N pentyl cyclopentanone with gamma terpene in the 365 nanometer LED radiation led to the formation of that 39, you can look up what the 39 in the paper, albeit in moderate yield. Additional evaluation of reaction conditions revealed the use of sensitizers led to the formation of a product in high yields, with the radium photosensitizer being optimal. Let's look at the last few sentences of the paper. Mechanistic experiments as well as a Ramwell calculation have been performed to support the mechanism. The reduction is scalable using a continuous flow reactor. It shows the potential for broader applicability of the reaction. Finally, we demonstrate that the reaction is amenable to other classes of substrates. Very good paper to read. I commend Duvik's team and also Dr. Brown as they continue to do wonderful work in methodology, organic chemistry, understanding, helping us understand mechanisms in organic chemistry. So this is a good read. I recommend you read it. Once again, this is the New Student Pharmacist Podcast. Of course, the views on this podcast are reflective of my guests and I. These are not in any way, shape, or form a form of medical advice or suggestions. Please refer to your medical and state and license board certified professionals for medical advice and suggestions. Thank you again for listening.
In Indiana's labs, where science gleams, Suvik Adak, a chemist's rising sun, under Dr. Brown, they chase their dreams. In pharmaceutical realms, they run chorus, synthesizing compounds. Their art so pure, from quinolines to drugs that cure, with terpene. Their research secure, in the world of chemistry, they are the tour de force. Verse 2, aromatic rings, in synthesis dance, complex molecules, under their glance, pharmaceutical chemistry, their romance, in the lab, their experiments advance. Verse 3, chemoselective pathways, they unveil, molecular mysteries, they never fail, in the quest for knowledge, they sail, their research like a holy grail. Chorus, breaking down barriers, in chemistry they soar, discoveries abound, opening doors, in the realm of science, they explore, in the heart of chemistry, they roar. Verse 4, triplet quinoline, their chosen guide, in the lab's embrace, they abide, with atoms and bonds, they coincide, in the world of molecules, they preside. Verse 5, thermal studies, and metals in sight, organocatalysis, in labs so bright, photochemical paths, in UV light, in farmer's quest, they shine so right. Chorus, in compound's depth, their knowledge pours, in farmer's realm, their spirit soars, with terpene, success in stores, in chemistry's core, they open doors. Verse 6, saturated rings, in their skillful hold, cyclothition, stories untold, electrophiles, nucleophiles, bold, in 3D structures, their tales unfold. Verse 7, with hook and glorious, a team so keen, cyclothicians, in their dream, energy transfer, a constant theme, in the world of chemistry, they are supreme. Chorus, in the lab, their brilliance never snores, with each experiment, their spirit roars, in chemistry's realm, their intellect soars, at the core of science, they explore. Verse 8, in pharma's world, where drugs are born, their research like a new dawn, in molecules' embrace, they are sworn, in the world of chemistry, they are not forlorn. Verse 9, drug design, their passionate quest, in molecular worlds, they never rest, with each trial, they are at their best, in pharma's journey, they are the guest. Chorus, in the lab, Their minds never snore, with chemistry, their hearts adore, in pharmaceutical lands, they explore, at the core of science, forevermore. Verse 10, medicinal chemistry, their chosen fate, in the lab, they create and debate, with molecules, they articulate, in the world of science, they relate. Title, The Catalysts of Change. Characters, Lebron, a brilliant and passionate chemist, played by John Williams. Shania, Lebron's dedicated and intelligent lab partner, portrayed by Michelle Johnson. DeJohn, a resourceful and sharp lab assistant, played by Michael Davis. Shaniqua, Lebron's trusted colleague and a skilled researcher, played by Lisa Robinson. Chantel, a fellow ambitious chemist, played by David Smith. Dr. Carmelo Williams, the group's esteemed and visionary leader, a mentor figure. Act 1, Scene 1, The Chemistry Lab. The scene opens in a bustling university chemistry lab. Lebron and Shania are seen working diligently amidst beakers and flasks, their faces lit by the glow of a chemical reaction in progress. Lebron, with enthusiasm, look at this, Shania. The quinoline compound is transforming right before our eyes. This could be the breakthrough we've been searching for. Shania nods in agreement, absolutely, Lebron. Our research could lead to groundbreaking advancements in organic chemistry. DeJohn watches them from the corner, taking notes and learning from their expertise. Act 1, Scene 2, Collaboration and Discovery. Shaniqua and Chantel enter, intrigued by the ongoing experiment. Shaniqua, what's this I hear about a new discovery in quinoline compounds? Lebron, we're on the brink of something big. With Tepine, we're exploring new realms in photochemical reduction. Chantel, eagerly, let's see if we can apply this to other complex organic structures. The possibilities are endless. They all engage in the experiment, showing teamwork and innovation. Act 2, Scene 1, Challenges and Triumphs. The team faces challenges in their research. Dr. Carmelo Williams steps in, offering guidance and support. Dr. Williams, remember, the path to discovery is never easy. But with persistence and hard work, you can achieve greatness. Lebron, determined, we won't give up. Our research could change the field of pharmaceutical chemistry forever. The team works late into the night, their determination unyielding. Act 2, Scene 2, Breakthrough. After many trials, the team finally achieves a significant breakthrough in their research. Shania, we did it. Our findings could revolutionize the way we approach chemical synthesis. DeJohn, proudly, we've come a long way. Our hard work has paid off. The team celebrates their success, a testament to their dedication and teamwork. Act 3, Scene 1, Recognition and Future Prospects. The team presents their findings to a panel of esteemed chemists, receiving accolades for their groundbreaking work. Panel member, your research is not only a testament to your dedication but also a beacon of hope for future advancements in chemistry. Lebron, humbly, we stand on the shoulders of giants. This is just the beginning. Act 3, Scene 2, Looking Ahead. The team reflects on their journey and looks forward to the future. Shaniqua, our journey has just begun. There's so much more we can explore and achieve. Chantel, together, we'll continue to push the boundaries of science and make a difference in the world. The team looks ahead, ready to take on new challenges and continue their journey of discovery. End of drama, in Indiana's labs, where science gleams, Suvik Adak, a chemist's rising sun, under Dr. Brown, they chase their dreams, in pharmaceutical realms, they run. Chorus, synthesizing compounds, their art so pure, from quinolines to drugs that cure, with Tepine, their research secure. In the world of chemistry, they are the tour de force. Verse 2, aromatic rings, in synthesis dance, complex molecules, under their glance, pharmaceutical chemistry, their romance, in the lab, their experiments advance. Verse 3, chemoselective pathways, they unveil, molecular mysteries, they never fail, in the quest for knowledge, they sail, their research like a holy grail. Chorus, breaking down barriers, in chemistry they soar, discoveries abound, opening doors, in the realm of science, they explore, in the heart of chemistry, they roar. Verse 4, triplet quinoline, their chosen guide, in the lab's embrace, they abide, with atoms and bonds, they coincide, in the world of molecules, they preside. Verse 5, thermal studies, and metals in sight, organocatalysis, in labs so bright, photochemical paths, in UV light, in farmer's quest, they shine so right. Chorus, in compound's depth, their knowledge pours, in farmer's realm, their spirit soars, with topine, success in stores, in chemistry's core, they open doors. Verse 6, saturated rings, in their skillful hold, cyclothition, stories untold, electrophiles, nucleophiles, bold, in 3D structures, their tales unfold. Verse 7, with hook and glorious, a team so keen, cyclotherians, in their dream, energy transfer, a constant theme, in the world of chemistry, they are supreme. Chorus, in the lab, their brilliance never snores, with each experiment, their spirit roars, in chemistry's realm, their intellect soars, at the core of science, they explore. Verse 8, in pharma's world, where drugs are born, their research like a new dawn, in molecules embrace, they are sworn, in the world of chemistry, they are not forlorn. Verse 9, drug design, their passionate quest, in molecular worlds, they never rest, with each trial, they are at their best, in pharma's journey, they are the guest. Chorus, in the lab, their minds never snore, with chemistry, their hearts adore, in pharmaceutical lands, they explore, at the core of science, forevermore. Verse 10, medicinal chemistry, their chosen fate, in the lab, they create and debate, with molecules, they articulate, in the world of science, they relate.
So continuing on with this discussion for today, we're going to be looking at some of the work that one of my buddies did at the University of Bloomington. As a highlight, from my perspective, he's like a potential Ramanujan of chemistry. Look up who Ramanujan is if you don't know who he is. Look up who he is. He's, in my opinion, Suvik is like a potential Ramanujan of chemistry. I look forward to seeing the great work he continues to do. So I'll just read through a few aspects of his paper. If you want to read the whole thing, access it through our university library database at the university. It's in organic letters. Again, the title is Photochemical Reduction Quinolines with Gamma Terpenes. The abstract states that, you know, the saturation of aromatic scaffolds is valuable for the synthesis of complex rings. Then goes on to say the process involves capture of a quinoline excited state with gamma terpene. The abstract concludes with the statement, the mechanism of reaction has also been investigated. Finally, the generality of the approach towards other substrates demonstrated. Continuing on, we'll just read this briefly. The full or partial saturation of aromatic rings has received extensive investigation over the past several decades. Common processes involving cycloaddition, hydrogenation, or reaction of various nucleophiles and electrophiles. Common processes involve cycloaddition, hydrogenation, or reaction of various nucleophiles and electrophiles. These reactions are important as widely available 2D aromatic compounds can be easily converted to 3D compounds. This fact, coupled with an increased interest in developing methods for the synthesis of complex saturated chemical structures, has fueled interest in this area. Recently, our lab, in collaboration with Hook, a Englaris, and those are big names in chemistry, especially when it comes to mechanistic understanding in organic chemistry. Look up those names if you don't know who they are. Hooke and various groups developed the aromative cycle addition reaction, quinolines and alkenes. These are some of the key ingredients. Based on our previous work and Orofuji / Kano's work, reactions proposed to operate by, listening closely, by triplet energy transfer to a Lewis / Bronsted acid activated quinoline, followed by stepwise cycle additions with an alkene. The intermediate in these reactions is proposed via triplet quinoline. Now, this is the juicy, interesting part. Right here. Having demonstrated a photochemical reduction of quinoline using the concept of radical trapping using gamma terpenine, question if the process could be extended to other classes of substrate. We initially examined cyclopentanone derivatives, which are well known to undergo photoexcitation. Treatment of 2N pentyl cyclopentanone with gamma terpenine in the 365 nanometer LED radiation led to the formation of that 39, you can look up what the 39 in the paper, albeit in moderate yield. Additional evaluation of reaction conditions revealed the use of sensitizers led to the formation of the product in high yields, with the iridium photosensitizer being optimal. Let's look at the last few sentences of the paper. Mechanistic experiments as well as a Ramweller calculation have been performed to support the mechanism. The reduction is scalable using a continuous flow reactor. It shows the potential for broader applicability of the reaction. Finally, we demonstrate that the reaction is amenable to other classes of substrates. Very good paper to read. I commend Duvik's team and also Dr. Brown as they continue to do wonderful work in methodology, organic chemistry, understanding, helping us understand mechanisms in organic chemistry. So this is a good read. I recommend you read it. Once again, this is New Student Pharmacist Podcast. Of course, the views on this podcast are reflective of my guests and I. These are not in any way, shape, or form a form of medical advice or suggestions. Please refer to your medical and state and license board certified professionals for medical advice and suggestions. Thank you again for listening. Welcome to this episode of the New Student Pharmacist Podcast. Today we'll be discussing the work of one of my good colleagues, Suvika Dak, a colleague of mine from Indiana University, Bloomington, who's doing his PhD in chemistry. The paper that we'll discuss is focused around photochemical reduction of quinolines with gamma terpenes. So this is a very interesting paper. I'll briefly highlight a few of the segments. However, if you want to access it, which I recommend you do, you can access it through Organic Letters, and it's accessible typically through university lab databases. I was able to access it through my university library. I recommend you do the same. So he was the first author on this paper. So some authors on the paper were Sari Braley and also Dr. Kevin Brown, someone who I worked with briefly while at Yale University. Let's just read through a few of the segments of the paper and then we'll proceed. But just before we read the segments of some portions of the paper, we want to reflect on it in a poetic way. So with some assistance, I drafted a poem. And so let's begin, a poem about paper. So let's begin. In the realm of chemical dreams, we delve, exploring structures, secrets to unveil. Aromatic scaffold, valuable and prized, for complex ring synthesis be realized. In the dance of photons, a process we unfold, a de-aromative reduction story to be told. Quinolines excited, a state to glow, captured by gamma terpenine in a photochemical flow. most selective, this reaction unique. So halogens are alkenes that bonds tweak. The mechanism unraveled step by step. In the world of molecules, secrets we intersect. Triplet quinoline, a curious sight to see. Novel reactivity alkenes, a mystery. What other pathways in this chemistry arise with hydrogenation in our chemical skies? Gamma terpenine, the star of our show, facilitates hydrogenations as we now know. Generality proven with other substrates in sight, production of quinolines, beacon of light. Under thermal conditions extensively explored, with transition metals or organocatalysts we have implored, but in the world of photons, a new tale unfurled for the chemical reduction in this brave new world. Barrialt and team in 2017 using UVA light and isopropanol, a reduction scene. Koenig and his co-workers in recent years using isodipropyl ethylamine, the reductant amidst the chair. An iridium photocatalyst with Rohl's dual, synthetizer and photoreductant, powerful tool, which results in reactions 7 and 8, but generality prevailed in this chemical state. Saturation of aromatic rings, a timeless quest. Cycle addition, hydrogenation, and more we test. From 2D to 3D, compounds transformed, complex structures synthesized as we're informed. Collaboration with Hook and Boreas, a fruitful endeavor. The aromative cycle addition, our bond bead sever. Splits and Lewis acids, the chemical dance, creating bonds in the symphonic romance. Quenching the excited state with gamma terpene's grace. From singlet to triplet, we find our place. A singlet pathway under direct excitation glow. With photosensitizers triplet, same path we show. With photosensitizers triplet, same path we show. Mechanistic insight, the pathway we propose. HAT and SAT to the reaction flows. From added state to reduced product we go. In the world of quinoline, a photochemical show. Most selective reduction in the presence of folds. Halogens, alkenes, and carbonyls it knows. So quinoline, a challenge it faces. Under these conditions, it faces long reaction times, a challenge we embrace. Scaling up with four reactors, we chase. Efficiency achieved on a larger scale. Reduced products formed as we set sail. Mechanistic experiments in the lab we explore. Quinoline, 5-ill acetate compound we implore. Reduction occurs, intermediate 26 in sight. Acetate elimination to our delight. Electrochemical potentials a puzzle to unravel. Quinoline ground state in which we travel. Excited state calculations, Remweller's art. E, red, a value we chart. Singlet or triplet, the pathway not clear. Exciting chemistry to persevere. A switch in reduction, Mars report did reveal. Singlet or triplet, the truth we'll unveil. Photochemical reduction with gamma terpene as our guide. Other substrates our curiosity does ride. Cyclopentanones under 365 nanometers embrace. Products formed in this chemical race. Synthesizers employed to enhance the yield. A dance of photons in the chemical field. It means, too, the reduction we explore. In the world of molecules, we always seek more. In the world of chemistry, a tale so wide. Quinolines and terpenes side by side. Aromatic dreams in photons we trust. In the realm of molecules, our curiosity robust.
Hey, come on, tune in. Let's soar high. Organic chemistry, the rhythm of science. Let's give it a try. Got Suvik Adak, Sarah Braley, and Kevin Brown with their research. They wear the crown, aromatic scaffolds, the beat that we tame. Complex. Yes, we're here to set the stage aflame. Background beat starts. Get ready, folks. Here comes a thrilling ride. It's photochemical de-aromative reduction, baby, worldwide. Listen closely now. Don't let your focus slide. Quinoline's getting reduced. It's a scientific stride. Chorus. Capture that excited state with juterpenine's flair. In the world of chemistry, nothing else can compare. Chemoselective reactions. Yeah, they're ultra rare and they're putting other reactions in their place if you dare. Background beat fades. Enlightening the world with knowledge, that's our trace. That's the power of photochemical de-aromative reduction. It's ace! Triplet quinoline. Baby, it's showtime. Let's ignite, no denying it. We're diving deep, exploring chemistry with all our might. Photochemical hydrogenation, that's our new tune. With G-terpenine by our side, we're shooting for the moon. Saturated aromatic, that's our goal. Groovy and bold. Cycloaddition, hydrogenation, we're on a thrilling roll. Nucleophiles, electrophiles, we're in control. From 2D to 3D, we rock roll. This transformation is our soul. Joining forces with Hauck and Glorious, we're more than a team. We're victorious. Deromative cycloaddition, oh, it shines like a dream. Triple energy transfer, bursting at the seams. It's all about Lewis Bronsted acid. That's the theme. We're making chemistry history like a laser beam. So remember the names. Light 'em up in fame, Adak, Brown, and Braley. In the chemistry game, we're here to rally. With photochemical reactions, we're on the trail, sailing towards a bright future where we never fail. So sing it loud about organic chemistry's vow. We're shaping the future, and the future is now.
Purpose of these episodes not at all for advice or medical suggestions. These are aimed to provide support to peer pharmacists in training in educational and intellectually stimulating ways. Again, these are not at all for medical advice or medical suggestions. Please see your local board and state certified health professional. The views of this podcast represent those of my guests and I.
Thanks for listening to the podcast series The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. We are so glad that you were able to tune in today. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest, and I take care and all the best.
These views do not reflect the guest or interviewee today. These are solely the views of the original podcast host. This is my father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hands the wonders wrought. 2 Corinthians 5:20 We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. With that in mind, if you are curious about the growing success or progress of the podcast host, or any of his guests who are persons of faith, here is an optional open invitation to hear the gospel. In the words of Tim Keller, here is the gospel, quotes is, the gospel is this, we are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe, yet at the very same time we are more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dared hope. So if you are interested, feel free to pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name. Amen. If you believed that, you are now saved and a child of God. Take care. God bless. And look for Bible teaching churches or gospel-based churches to grow and develop in Christ.